Then, all of a sudden, we hit a storm front.
And this time it's completely different from anything I've experienced before. The pilot does not avoid the thunderstorm, but flies straight into the cauldron of hell. It turns to night around us in broad daylight. Lightning is flashing feverishly from all directions. At the same time, an invisible power begins to shake our airplane as if it were a plaything. The people cry out as objects fall on their heads from the violently opened overhead compartments. Bags, flowers, packages, toys rain down hard on us. Sandwich trays and bags soar through the air. Half-finished drinks splatter on our heads and shoulders. Everyone is frightened. With a jolt, the tip of the airplane falls steeply downward. Even though I'm in a window seat all the way in the back, I can see the whole aisle to the cockpit, which is below me. The physical laws have been suspended. It's like an earthquake. No, it's worse. Because now we're racing downward. We're falling. People are screaming in panic, shrill cries for help, the roar of the plummeting turbines, which I will hear again and again in my dreams, engulfs me. And there, over everything, clear as glass, I hear my mother saying, quite calmly, "Now it's all over." Today I know that at that moment she already grasped what would happen.
I, on the other hand, grasp nothing at all.